Greetings, and welcome to this episode of Happenings at 2715. My name is Kurt Gibson, and in today's episode, we'll discuss the change that has possibly garnered the most attention from high school sports fans in Illinois over the past 6 months. Specifically, the change that will be made to high school football regular season scheduling beginning with the 2021 season. Before getting into an explanation of the changes that will be coming as a result of the new bylaw passed by the membership, a review of the challenges faced by many schools in the past decade or so is probably warranted. During the last decade, many conferences have broken up and schools have been seemingly forced to change their conference affiliations over football. Through the expansion of the IHSA football playoffs, football-playing schools only need to win 5 regular season games to have a highly probable chance of qualifying for the playoffs. This drive-for-5 mentality has moved schools to search for what they believe is the best path to realize 5 wins. And because of the reorganization of many conferences, schools are now traveling greater distances than ever before and breaking up long-standing affiliations in order to increase their odds of becoming an IHSA football playoff qualifier. These shifts have created hard feelings among schools and even forced some schools to travel out of state to find opponents. And to attempt to find a remedy to this problem, the membership has entertained at least 2 proposals over the last few school years that have attempted to address the issue. One idea examined regular season scheduling, while another idea focused on the structure of the playoffs. And for a variety of reasons, none of these earlier ideas were able to gain much traction and weren't approved by the membership. Fast forward then to late 2017, when the IHSA Football Advisory Committee began tackling, pun intended, the issue again. The committee ultimately landed on a proposal that addressed all the conference jumping and 5-win searching of football-playing schools. The proposal was reviewed and approved by the membership in late 2018. When voted on by the membership, the proposal was passed by a 324-307 margin, with an additional 69 other schools expressing no preference on the matter. The proposal directs the IHSA to implement a regular season varsity football scheduling system that will involve the following concepts: a 9-week regular season, playoff classes determined in advance of the season, schools from each class placed into 8 geographic groups by the IHSA office to play a round-robin schedule, allowing schools to schedule their remaining regular season games that are not a part of their round-robin group schedule, and qualifying the top 4 teams from each of the 8 groups within a class for the football playoffs, with qualification based solely on the games played within each group. In reviewing these concepts, a few things jump out. First, the determination of playoff classes prior to the start of the season will be a major shift from previous years. When the scheduling plan goes into effect with the 2021 season, that will mark the first year of the next 2-year classification cycle. And classification cycles were discussed in the last Happenings at 2715 podcast. And those football classes will then remain constant for the 2021 and 2022 seasons. Groupings of schools will be made based on enrollment and geography, and the expectation is that in most instances, schools will have less travel on the whole than they do now to play their varsity football schedule. And since this proposal only deals with varsity scheduling, schools will be able to set their own sub-varsity schedules without any regard to an opponent's enrollment, its location, or its grouping. Being able to schedule sub-varsity games in this fashion should also help schools maintain a reasonableness to travel and competition for their younger players. Another positive outcome of this approach provides schools the chance to schedule a limited number of non-group games each season. This will enable schools to maintain long-standing rival games with nearby opponents who aren't in their group without having to worry as much about the outcome of the contest, since non-group games will not impact playoff standing. And, as a result, coaches will be able to use those games to develop the necessary depth that all championship teams have. The grouping of schools, called districting, has garnered the lion's share of attention thus far, as schools are wondering who they will be grouped with. It's expected that the announcement of the various districts will occur after the football state finals in 2020. At that point, class enrollments for the next two-year cycle will have been determined, and adjustments for the multiplier and success factor will have been completed, which will allow IHSA staff to announce those groupings and the schedule for each district. Schools will then have ample time to find their non-district games and set their lower-level teams' schedules. The other main change concerns playoff qualification. In this new format, games teams play outside of the round-robin group schedule will have no impact on a school's record for playoff qualification. Only those games within the group will count toward the playoffs, and the top four teams in each district will become playoff qualifiers. The structure of the playoffs will likely need to be altered some to determine exactly how seeding will be established and teams paired within each class. And over the next 2 years, IHSA staff, its board of directors, the football advisory committee, and the membership at large will examine just how this part of the playoff picture will function. Certainly, these changes will dramatically change the look of IHSA football beginning in 2021. But the hope of the membership is that this approach will bring much-needed stability to schools in terms of scheduling and reduce the growing costs associated with increased travel to complete a 9-game schedule that puts an excessive premium on winning at least 5 games. In our next episode of Happenings at 2715, we'll conclude our look at changes on the horizon by examining the other new bylaws approved by IHSA member schools, changes that will go into effect with the 2019-2020 school year. Thanks again for joining us for this episode of Happenings at 2715. On behalf of our entire production team, we appreciate your support, and we look forward to meeting you again real soon over these same airwaves. Until then, support your local high school by attending one of its events.